So here's a question that keeps machine learning researchers up at night. You build a really solid predictive model, it works beautifully in your hospital, and then you try to deploy it somewhere else, and it falls apart. Today we're talking about exactly that problem, and a really important paper that shows just how tricky it is to make AI work across different clinical settings. The paper just came out in NPJ Digital Medicine. It's called Multicenter Validation and Updating of the Elder ICU Model for Severity Assessment in Elderly Critical Illness. And what makes this work stand out is that it doesn't just validate a model, it actually tests three different strategies for fixing it when things go wrong. Spoiler alert, the answer is, it depends. Quote, let me set the stage. Elder ICU is a machine learning model designed to predict in-hospital mortality in elderly ICU patients. We're talking people 65 and older. It's a tool that could genuinely help clinicians identify high-risk patients early. But here's the thing. Most machine learning models are developed and tested in one place. This paper took that model and tested it across 12 international centers, including sites in the US, Austria, South Korea, China, and other countries. That's genuinely ambitious. When they first deployed Elder ICU across these sites, the results were honestly, really revealing about how medicine works around the world. The model performed really well in US and Austrian cohorts. We're talking AUROC scores around 0. 804 to 0. 864. That's solid discrimination. But then they looked at the Asian sites, particularly South Korea and China, and the performance dropped significantly. South Korea came in at 0, 753, and China was down at 0, 698. That's a meaningful degradation. So the question became, what do you do about it? This is where the study gets really interesting. The researchers tested three different updating strategies. The first is recalibration, basically adjusting the model's outputs to better match local mortality rates without changing the underlying logic. The second is incremental training, where you take the original model and gently fine-tune it with local data. The third is full retraining, where you essentially rebuild the model from scratch using local data. The results tell an interesting story. Incremental training was surprisingly consistent across all sites. In the US centers, it gave you modest improvements, bumping performance up by about 1 to 3 percentage points in AUROC. But in Asia, incremental training was a bigger win, with gains of about 4.8 to 6. 2 percentage points. Full retraining really shined in Asia, even better than incremental training, with improvements of 6.6 to 7. 6 points. But in most US sites, it actually didn't help much, or even made things slightly worse. Interesting, right? Now, both calibration methods, which just adjust how confident the model is in its predictions, significantly improved accuracy everywhere. Isotonic regression worked best in about 12 out of 14 datasets. So that's one tool that seems genuinely universal. So why were things so different between regions? The researchers dug into that, and it comes down to two main factors: patient populations and clinical practices are just different. First, mortality rates varied dramatically, from 6% in some centers to 22% in others. When a model is trained on a 10% mortality rate, and you deploy it somewhere with 20%, the model hasn't seen enough high-risk patients to calibrate properly. That's a demographic shift, and it matters. But it goes deeper. The key clinical features the model uses, things like Glasgow Coma Scale scores, respiratory rate, urine output, and whether patients are on mechanical ventilation, these were distributed differently across sites. In some places, patients were sicker when admitted. In others, they were more stable. Some centers used mechanical ventilation more frequently. These distributional shifts are huge because they change how the model's risk factors translate to actual predictions. The really valuable insight here is that different regions needed different solutions. In places where the patient population was broadly similar to where the model was developed, recalibration alone worked fine. Where there were moderate differences, incremental training was your sweet spot. You get good improvements without needing lots of new data or computational resources. But in Asia, where there were substantial clinical and demographic shifts, you really needed to go all the way and retrain. So what's the actual takeaway here? It's not that Elder ICU is a bad model. It's that deploying machine learning in healthcare requires real rigor and context awareness. You can't just drop a model into a new hospital and hope it works. You need to do what the paper calls a pre-deployment gap analysis. Look at your population, look at your practices, and honestly assess whether this model is going to work for you as is. And if there's a performance gap, now you have a framework. Small gap? Recalibrate. Moderate gap? Try incremental training. Big gap? You might need to retrain. It's not one size fits all. And that's actually the whole point of this research. The authors also emphasize something that doesn't get talked about enough. Implementation frameworks matter. Getting a model into clinical practice isn't just technical. It's about making sure clinicians understand it, trust it, and will actually use it. Building an ML model is maybe 30% of the work. The rest is clinical adoption and system integration. For anyone working on AI in healthcare, this is a must read. It's rigorous, it's practical, and it shows that successful deployment of machine learning in heterogeneous clinical populations requires exactly what you'd hope: careful validation, thoughtful updating strategies, and respect for the fact that medicine is genuinely practiced differently around the world.